It is the good stuff. You're right. Thank you so much. It's Mike and Kim Burge here the day after Thanksgiving. Our tummies are full. We hope yours are too. Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, unlike any other publication, they have a comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're the cattleman's publication, so you need to get your copy coming to your house now. Go to Tri-State Livestock News, that's TSLN.com. In web words, it's what ranchers read.
So we all know that Angus cattle are black, right?
Correct.
So this is Black Friday.
Correct.
But Black Monday is going to be December the 16th.
How do you figure?
Because that's the TK Angus 41st Annual Bull and Female Production
Sale. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be at the ranch just east of Valentine at 11:30 a.m. They'll have a meal, of course, and they're selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls and 30 two-year-old bulls along with 50 spring calving females. And that's some of those coming from Arrowsmith Red Angus. Online bidding at DV Auction. Check it all out, tkangus.com.
Coming up December 16th. Top signs you may have eaten too much at Thanksgiving?
I can't button my pants anymore.
That's a good one. This is actually one of Dave Letterman's top lists. So it's a few years old.
Okay.
A little vintage on it. Okay, number 10. Hundreds of volunteers have started to stack sandbags around you.
Ooh.
Oh, the doctor tells you your weight would be perfect for a man 17 feet tall.
That's not good either.
No, not a good sign. You are responsible for a slight but measurable shift in the Earth's axis.
That's really bad.
Oh, you decide to take a little nap and wake up in mid-July.
Rip Van Winkle.
There you go. World's fattest man sends you a telegram warning you to back off.
Feels a little threatened, huh?
That's right. Getting off your couch requires help from the fire department.
Too bad. That's not good.
That's not good. Number two. Every escalator you step on immediately grinds to a halt.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. And do you know what the number one top sign you've eaten too much at Thanksgiving dinner is?
I think you're going to tell me.
You're sweating gravy.
Oh, yuck. So here is something that's sent to Jim Thompson from Kyle. So this is about the truth about drinking beer. So pay attention. You might even want to get a pencil out and take some notes. The smartest thing that Cliff ever said on Cheers, the TV show. One afternoon at Cheers, Cliff Clavin was explaining the Buffalo Theory to his buddy Norm, and here's how it went. Well, you see, Norm, it's like this. A herd of buffalo can only move as fast as the slowest buffalo, and when the herd is hunted, it is the slowest and weakest ones at the back that are killed first. This natural selection is good for the herd as a whole because the general speed and health of the whole group keeps improving by the regular killing of the weakest members. In much the same way, the human brain can only operate as fast as the slowest brain cells. Excessive intake of alcohol, as we all know, kills brain cells. But naturally, it attacks the slowest and weakest brain cells first. In this way, regular consumption of beer eliminates the weaker brain cells, making the brain a faster and more efficient machine. That's why you always feel smarter after a few beers. Try that out this weekend, why don't you?
There you go. That is deep thinking, I do believe. An old, tired-looking dog wandered into my yard. I could tell from his collar and well-fed belly that he had a home and was well taken care of. He calmly came over to me. I gave him a few pats on his head. He then followed me into my house, slowly walked down the hall, curled up in a corner, and fell asleep. An hour later, he went to the door, and I let him out. The next day, he was back, greeted me in the yard, walked inside, and resumed his spot in the hall, and again slept for about an hour. This continued off and on for several weeks. Curious, I pinned a note to his collar. I would like to find out who the owner of this wonderful, sweet dog is and ask if you are aware that almost every afternoon your dog comes to my house for a nap. The next day he arrived for his nap with a different note pinned to his collar. He lives in a home with 6 children, 2 under the age of 3. He's trying to catch up on sleep. Can I come with him tomorrow?
Yes, come on over. We'll get you onto the couch there. Folks, if you have something to contribute to the good stuff, we encourage you to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. The full holiday season is underway, so we've got a lot of good stuff for you here on The Good Stuff.